This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The 153rd Colorado State Fair is underway in Pueblo. CPR's Stephanie Rivera brings us the scene from the livestock show.
It's quiet in the morning before the fair opens on Saturday, but hundreds of families are bathing, grooming, and blow-drying their animals. 11-year-old Blakelyn Hovde came all the way from Olathe in the Western Slope to show her lambs. She knows what judges are looking for.
They've seen the muscle, they're feeling how soft and hard they feel, and how they set up their legs for showmanship, and where you place their head.
All kinds of furry and feathered farm animals will be on exhibit during the fair. The carnival, deep-fried food, concerts, and more will run through Labor Day. Stephanie Rivera, CPR News.
New water supply data from the Bureau of Reclamation predicts another year of shortages on the Colorado River. That means less water for Arizona and Nevada. Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The first shortage declaration was issued in 2021. It's been in place since then and just got extended into next year. Cynthia Campbell is a water law researcher at Arizona State University. She says policymakers should have been drawing up long-term adaptations to climate change. Instead, they were waiting for more water to come and turn things around.
If they were betting on that, then they're losing. Because it is continuing to march on. Mother Nature is continuing to march on, and we're continuing to see declines in the system.
The seven states that use the Colorado River are in the middle of negotiations about how to use less water in the future. I'm Alex Hager.
You can find more news at CPR.org and KRCC.org. This is one of those weeks when you'll want to have your rain jacket handy. Along the Central Front Range, there's a good chance of rain every day for the next few days, possibly drying out by next weekend, just in time for Labor Day.